From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump has nominated Colorado federal judge Neil Gorsuch to the U.S. Supreme Court. If confirmed by the Senate, Gorsuch would replace Justice Antonin Scalia, who died 1 year ago.
I respect, too, the fact that in our legal order, it is for Congress and not the courts to write new laws. It is the role of judges to apply, not alter, the work of the people's representatives. A judge who likes every outcome he reaches is very likely a bad judge, stretching for results he prefers rather than those the law demands.
The 49-year-old Gorsuch would be one of the youngest justices ever to sit on the court. The United Nations Security Council met Tuesday at the request of the United States to discuss Iran's recent ballistic missile launch. America's new UN ambassador Nikki Haley told reporters the launch was absolutely unacceptable.
I think that you have to look at the fact that there are two things. One, they know that they are not supposed to be doing any production of ballistic missile testings that can carry nuclear weapons. So if you look at what they've done, here they have a payload of 500 kilograms that could go in a range of 300 kilograms. That is more than enough to be able to deliver a nuclear weapon.
Iran's foreign minister, Mohammad Javad Zarif, would neither confirm nor deny the ballistic missile launch. He denied that the missiles are part of the recent nuclear accords. The European Union on Tuesday condemned the fighting going on in eastern Ukraine between pro-Russian rebels and government forces, calling the violence a violation of the Minsk truce. The two sides fought for a third day Tuesday in the industrial city of Avgivka. Thousands were left without power. This is VOA News. The U.S. Senate Judiciary Committee argued Tuesday about Attorney General nominee Jeff Sessions. Sessions is expected to be approved by the committee, and that would pave the way for the full Senate to confirm him early next week, or I should say as early as this week. The Senate Education Committee, meanwhile, has approved the nomination of Betsy DeVos as Education Secretary, clearing the way for the full Senate confirmation vote on her as well. Also in the Senate, confirmation of the president's picks to lead the Treasury Department and the Department of Health and Human Services were delayed indefinitely after Democrats boycotted a Senate Finance Committee hearing. Democrats say they want more information about the two nominees. The U.S. Department of Homeland Security has defended the implementation of the president's executive order restricting immigration, saying we cannot gamble with American lives. Homeland Security Secretary John Kelly says the order provides a temporary pause, allowing a review of the refugee vetting system.
Over the next 30 days, we will analyze and assess the strengths and the weaknesses of our current immigration system, which is the most generous in the world. We will then provide our foreign partners with 60 days to cooperate with our national security requirements. This way, we can ensure the system is doing what it is designed to do, which is protect the American people.
Kelly stressed that the order is not a ban on Muslims, but congressional Democrats Tuesday declared the order unconstitutional, hailing fired acting Attorney General Sally Yates for refusing to enforce the ban. Yates was fired for her refusal. Democrats lined up on the House floor in an ultimately unsuccessful attempt to present legislation rescinding the president's executive order. Leaders attending the African Union summit in Ethiopia Tuesday adopted a plan for collectively withdrawing from the International Criminal Court. Some Africans complain that the court is too focused on African issues. The plan is non-binding and does not include a timeline for implementation. Nigerian police say at least six people were killed when violence broke out between mostly Christian farmers and mostly Muslim herdsmen. A police spokesman in the Lao area says at least 80 houses were burned. Tensions in the area increased this month when a local governor was quoted by media as calling on Christian farmers to rise up against what he called terrorists. The United Nations said Tuesday the Syrian peace talks have been postponed until February 20th. Syrian envoy Stefan de Mistura says the focus of the talks will be solidifying the current ceasefire. The Prime Minister of New Zealand has called elections for September 23rd. Bill English took over the job just last month when his predecessor John Key resigned. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.